لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الغين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه وظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are continuing سورة عراف, and the verse I recited in verse number 103 in translation goes like that: then after them we sent Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his elite, but they wronged them. So observe how was the fate of the agents of corruption. Because before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking in this surah, the narrations about other prophets. Now this is the last one, is about Musa alayhi salam, you know. So then after them we sent Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his elites, but they wronged them. Fazalamu biha, is they wronged them. So fanzur, so observe how was the fate of agents of corruption. Allah sent his messenger with the signs, but they did wrong. So that Allah says, observe what was the fate of the agents of corruption. They were all drowned, right? They were all destroyed, you know. These are the challenges for today's Pharaoh, who are today controlling this world, that their fate inshallah will be the same like the fate of a people of Pharaoh. You know, that Pharaoh was not the name of the person. Pharaoh was the title for the king who used to rule Egypt, because he was controlling a big kingdom. He was like a superpower of that time. So they were called Pharaohs, you know. But Allah didn't name specifically which Pharaoh was that, but address him with this title. وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين حقيق على ألا أقول على الله إلا الحق قد جئتكم ببينات من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل. And Moses said, O Pharaoh, I am indeed an apostle from the Lord of the worlds. He said that, O Pharaoh, I am the apostle from the Lord of the worlds. He wanted to give him an understanding, who is he? He is an apostle, messenger from the Lord of the worlds. Rabbul Alameen is just, he wanted to understand who is he, you know. But he was so much in his power, intoxicated with power, he didn't care much because of his power. This power became his testing, and he couldn't see the messenger from the Lord of the worlds, the universe. God of the universe sent the messenger. He didn't see that. Then what he said, Haqiqun ala, it doesn't behoove me. Haqiqun means behooves. It behooves me to say nothing about Allah except the truth. Since I am the messenger from the Lord of the world, it doesn't suit me, it doesn't behooves me to say anything about Allah but the truth. Because I am the messenger, I'll say anything, only I'll say the truth. And he said, I certainly bring you manifest proof from your Lord. So let the children of Israel go with me. I brought manifest proof from your Lord. So let the children of Israel go with me. Because he had captivated those children of Israel in slavery, and he was using them. He was killing their sons and keeping their daughters alive, you know, just to oppress them, you know. And they knew that, you know, children of Israel knew that Allah would send Musa one time. They were all captive. Today we are captive. For us, believers are captive under the control of the Pharaohs of today's world, and we are waiting for our Musa. Prophet ﷺ says, whatever happened to the nation of Moses will happen to my nation. Now, see how Palestine have been captivated. They have been captivated, they have been exiled. And Muslims are being tortured everywhere. We are waiting for our Moses. Who is that? Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We are waiting for him. Right? If we keep patience, he will appear soon, inshallah. Right? So, So what he said to him, I certainly bring you manifest proof from the your Lord. So let children of Israel go with you. He was using them, so he didn't want to let them go because he was getting benefits out of them. So then he was intoxicated with the powers. What did he say? Translation goes like that. He said, if you have brought a sign, produce it. Should you be truthful? You are sitting on the throne and said, if you brought a sign, produce it. Should you be truthful? فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. Therein he threw down his staff and behold it became a manifest python. Then he drew out his hand and behold it was white to the onlookers. Two big signs, you know. His stick became python. And when he put his hand in his armpit and took it out, it became white. Two signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those were the miracles. So when Musa alayhi salam was talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first time, that stick became a small snake like John. And here it became python. Depending on the need of time, that snake used to change the shape. Because this time he had to scare Fir'aun, so it became like a python. Showed Allah's might. قَالَ الْمَلْءُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِكُمْ فَمَعْدَ تَأْمُرُونَ. Then the elite of Pharaoh's people said, this is indeed an expert magician. He seeks to expel you from your land. So what do you do? Advised. So they counseled these elites that talk when they were seeing these miracles happening. And they came to the conclusion that he is an expert magician and he wants to expel you from the land. So what do you do? What do you advise? He asked. Everyone asked, what do you advise? Because they were thinking that he will control people of this kingdom with his magic. Astaghfirullah, it was a miracle, but they thought magic. And he will conquer this land and expel Fir'aun and his people from this land. That's what they were thinking. So that's what they said to him. This is indeed an expert magician. He seeks to expel you from your land. So what do you advise? He said, Fir'aun, what do you advise?
قَالُوا أَرْجِهِ وَخَاهُ وَأَرْسِلَ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ الْحَاشِرِينَ يَتُّكَ بِكُلِّ سَاحِرٍ عَلِيمٍ.
So what was their advice? They said, put him and his brother off for a while and send heralds to the cities to bring you every expert magician. They wanted him to keep Musa alayhi salam and Harun in some kind of custody so that they don't create more trouble for them. And they said, you know, send heralds to the cities to bring expert magician to counter his magic. So far, but it was a miracle, but they thought it was magic. They don't want to kill him. They didn't advise to kill him because they thought that if they kill him, that Fir'aun will be labeled as an unjust person, you know. So they wanted to play as like honest people. So
وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنُ قَالُوا إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ قَالَ نَعْمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ.
And the magicians came to Pharaoh. They said, we shall indeed have a reward if we were to be the victors. He said, of course, and indeed you will be among those near to me. So the magician came, they didn't worry about anything. They were confident. They were looking for the reward. So they said, is there any reward? He said, of course, and you will be the near ones. Muqarrabin. Even those people who were with Pharaoh wanted to be close to him, near ones. Brother and sister, Allah calls us. Allah is Mujib wa Qareeb. He's always close to us. He wants us to be close to Him, Muqarrabeen. So we should always try our best to become Muqarrabeen for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون نحن الملقين قال ألقوا فلما ألقوا سحره عين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم
They said, oh Moses, will you throw or shall we throw? They were so confident. They said, will you throw or we throw? They thought that they would win. He said, throw. So when they threw, they bewitched the people's eyes and overawed them and scared them, producing a tremendous magic. So then they threw, you know, they threw their ropes and sticks. Huh? And they bewitched people's eyes. Means bewitched means deceived. Deceived them, their eyes. And make them scared, producing a tremendous magic. Sihr Azim, Allah says, was a tremendous magic. So, you know, Ayatollah Imani says in his commentary that they put some chemicals in those hollow sticks and hollow ropes, and when it came into contact with sunlight, it became like gases, you know. So they started moving those things. So people got scared, you know, and they were kind of shocked. So they bewitched the eyes, you know, by their tricks. But they knew they are doing tricks.
وأوحينا إلى موسى أن ألقي عصا فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فوقع الحق وبطل ما كانوا يعملون. And he signaled to Moses, throw down your staff, and behold, it was solving what they had faked. So the truth came out, and what they had wrought was reduced to naught. This is like a saying, and what they had wrought was reduced to naught. So وَأَوْحَيْنَا means, you know, Allah sent the revelation to him, right? That throw the staff. So when he threw the staff, behold, it was swallowing what they had faked. So Allah called their magic is a fake. And that python swallowed it, all these fake things, you know. So Allah said the truth came out. وَقَالْ حَقُّ, truth came out. وَبَطَلَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ and what they had wrought was reduced to naught. فَغُلِبُوا هُنَالِكَ فَانْقَلِبُوا صَاغِرِينَ وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ رَبِّ مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ. So when they saw that, what happened? When they saw, those magicians saw this big miracle, how their fake things were swallowed so quickly by python. What happened? They were vanquished and they retreated humiliated. And the magician fell down in prostration. Automatically they fell down in prostration by seeing the grandeur of this miracle. They said, we have believed in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. What Pharaoh could not see them. Prophet Moses said, I am the messenger from the Lord of the world. He couldn't see the Noor. But now this magician, after seeing this miracle, Allah opened their heart. And they believed in the Lord of the worlds with the power of this python swallowing so quick. Because they knew this is not trick. This is the reality of Allah's might. They just automatically went into the sajda. Said, we believe in the Lord of the wars with the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Brother, sister, that miracle was a small miracle compared to Quran. Now today Quran is spreading everywhere in the world with the social media, and the truth of Quran is coming everywhere. The science and all kind of legal system, you see Quran is prevailing everywhere. Our intellectuals are shocked with the truth of Quran, and this is the miracle of the century. The Quran is spreading through the social media and everybody is shocked to see the miracle of Quran. We should have this Quran in our heart and should should have the faith which Imam needs our faith to support him, because he is the last Moses of this world, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who is going to confront all these pharaohs, and he is waiting for us to have the Quran Noor in our hearts to become fearless. So they said that we have believed in the Lord of the world, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. We believe in the Lord of the world, and we believe in the Lord of Muhammad and Ali. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Ali and Waliullah. That's how we believe.
قال فرعون آمنتم به قبل أن آذن لكم إن هذا مكرو مكرتموه في المدينة لتخرجوا منها أهلها فسوف تعلمون لأقطعن أيديكم وأرجلكم من خلاف ثم لأصلبنكم أجمعين.
Pharaoh said, do you profess faith in him before I may permit you? I'll stop here. Inshallah, we'll go further. But he said, the arrogant ruler, what he said? Pharaoh said, do you profess faith in him before I may permit you? Means he didn't control their lives, and didn't control their wealth, didn't make them slaves, but he was controlling their religion, eternal life. He was so grandiose. Today's pharaohs are like this. Brothers and sisters, today's pharaohs are not coming on face like pharaoh. They are coming from the side of this media, all these filth going on YouTube and all these things and all these social media, all this perversion which is going on. You are seeing in teenagers how these teenagers are behaving. They are becoming transgender and all those things. Those fitna are going everywhere by these powerful media. That's how today's parents are taking our faith. They don't want us to have faith. They want us to be slave for them, work for them, just support their superiority. Not to be with Imam. So they are stealing our faith also, brothers and sisters. This is the real battle, brothers and sisters. The real battle is psychological warfare which we are having, cultural warfare which we are having, to save our belief of the believers and stick to our community, keep our household in the check with the right spiritual makeup, right intellectual makeup, and right attitudes towards Islam, and right orientation towards the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right orientation how to help Imam, versus today's all kind of corruption is going on in society, and society is going down accepting those corrupt ideologies of all these different kind of things. They want to take our faith out, brothers and sisters. Now I read further the translation. It is indeed a plot you have devised in the city to exploit its people from it. Soon you will know, surely I'll cut off your hands and feet on opposite side, and then I'll surely crucify all of you. He accused, when he saw that because of this miracle, everybody supporting Prophet Moses, so he played a trick in front of people. Pharaoh saw he lost it, because these magicians are already accepting the Islam, and he threatened first that how did you dare to do that, and he believed. Now he said, it is indeed a plot you have devised in the city to expel its people from it. Means he was telling people that these magicians, Moses alayhi salam, made a plot against Pharaoh, although it was not true. Because these magicians came from all over the country and they made Prophet Moses in the city. So he was accusing false accusations that maybe they made a plot to control the city, expel Pharaoh and people out. He was trying to defend his defeat by putting the fears in people's mind that you'll be expelled from the city if you believe in Moses alayhi salam and these magicians. So he played. So that's first thing he did, to go and falsely accuse the oppressed people. He was accusing oppressed people. Today's Pharaoh do same thing. They accuse oppressed people. First they accuse oppressed people, then they give them threat of death. Today's Pharaoh also. But he said, soon you will know, surely I will cut off your hands and feet on opposite side, and then I will surely crucify all of you. That was the biggest punishment he could do. Because that was the punishment of that time, that if you do corruption in the land, the king will have the right to cut right hand and left feet, and left hand and right feet, and crucify. It was very painful punishment. But see the magic, see the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the miracle? What magician said? Everybody was shocked, but they replied, Qalu inna ila rabbina munqalibun. They said, indeed, we should return to our Lord Allah. They see the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbul Alameen. They could see after this power of the miracle, they see the Allah's nur. Allah opened their heart. They saw eternal life. They saw Jannah. They didn't care about this little torture. They said, we are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qalu inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are going there. That's why Asim alayhi salam said to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, when Mullah asked, how do you see death? He said, sweeter than honey, because he was seeing his position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muqarrabin, he was seeing. Qasim alayhi salam was seeing his high position, being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah's nur. Brothers, believers' heart lives with Allah's nur. He is there with angels, with prophets, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's holy. He says, believer heart is there. This life is like a prison for the believer. He wants to go there. So they said, قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا مُنْقَلِبُونَ وَمَا تَنْقُمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِقْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. And what they say further? You are vindictive towards us only because we have believed in the signs of our Lord when they came to us. Our Lord, pour patience upon us and grant us to die as Muslims. He said, you've been angry because we believe in the Lord of the universe. Then they prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, pour patience upon us. Pour patience. Because He's going to torture us and kill us. Pour patience so that we don't feel all that. We don't feel all that. Their worry was what? What was their worry? Grant us to die as Muslims. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, that Allah pour patience on us with this psychological battlefield which are all going through all over the world to save our Islamic values, to save Quran in our heart, to save Quran in our community peacefully, and to, because in the end time, believers, there are narrations from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the believer will, in the morning believer, evening he'll be non-believer, because of this fitna, these corruptions from today's pharaohs, with all these kind of material attractions, fake ideologies. So their worry was that, the magician's worry was, pour patience upon us and grant us to die as Muslim. Our worry should be we die as a Muslim, brothers and sisters. And we have a great lesson. We have the greater lesson than anybody else because our teacher is Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Our teacher is Ali Akbar alayhi salam. Our teacher is Abul Fazl alayhi salam. They are our teachers. Today we don't know who is our teachers. Our teachers are martyrs of Karbala, brothers and sisters. Who did so much? Who did so much then? Because Yazid was many times powerful than Pharaoh. Yazid was many times powerful than Pharaoh, and they sacrificed everything. And we saw the downfall of Yazidi ideology after the martyrdom of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. That this ideology of Yazidi is going down and down, and ideology of Hussain is coming up. These 2 days, powers are kind of scared of the ideology of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. How Muslim Ummah is waking up and ready to support Imam Azam alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah bil alamin.